Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Role Playing Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan, I'm your host tonight. And tonight, I am your GM.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're not getting paid double. Not getting paid double.
Well, double zero is zero. So it all works out. The math is solid. So we are playing Dragonbane. It is episode 35.
Good
episode
Lord.
35.
Ish. Wow. The heckling ensues.
This is pretty much twice as long as anything else we've done. So
I think so. Yeah, it really tickles my cinnamon ring.
Many things do.
You know, I was going to try to work the phrase population paste somewhere in this.
You beat me to it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Speaking of beating you to it, I wish I could share what I showed Malcolm, Tyr, and Chris in TikTok.
You said that was just us.
I'm sorry. What did you do with Chinese propaganda?
It was a large wooden sword phallus thingy. It was pretty, this is why
I'm not on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, I can send you the Etsy link. So, but it's a work of art.
No, fuck that. We're sending it to him for Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, who deserves it? Him or
depends on if it's splinters
or just say Matt.
It does have a flared base.
We should make this a vote.
Geek Weekend.
We should put this up for a vote for our fans.
But they're not going to hear this. So
can I name it?
That's
Sandy?
True. It'll be fucking. Yeah. You know.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, they will, but for like a Patreon.
Hey, a year from now, weigh in after we've forgotten.
Yeah, that's true.
And to be fair, we're that old. It could be like tomorrow we've forgotten. What?
Sean's already forgotten.
Who are you people?
We just finished up the little side quest called The Village of the Day Before.
Little side quest.
We did some endless loop timey-wimey stuff.
One of the major components in it, that would make it part of the main quest.
Mm-hmm, details. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm the main quest, right? Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm.
Well, that's what our
not
number
even the side piece.
That's what our number one fan thinks. By the way, happy anniversary to you.
Yes,
too.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
So, where we last left off, they had escaped from the village that time forgot. Was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the village of the day before. They escaped from the village of the day before, and with the last piece of the statuette of the Emperor Elidane. So you had looted, you had got some loot, and you're working your way back to Outskirt, I assume?
Because that's where the sarcophagus is.
Yeah,
right?
It's several days worth of.
That's where the temple is. So it's going to take you day and a half, maybe 2 days to get back. So you're starting up in the north east end, where it says the village of the day before, and you have to make your way around that lake and then cross the river somehow. There is a dilapidated bridge that you can remember passing, but...
We could take the same ferry we took across.
Yeah.
At the Broken Bridge Ferry. If I remember correctly, yeah, I'll just check the notes.
Yeah. Who wants to give me a Pathfinder roll?
I
can do that.
A Pathfinder does it.
Yeah. What is that?
That's not even a skill.
That's the not get lost.
Somebody who finds
person.
A path, maybe?
It's seriously.
Pathfinder is bushcraft.
Bushcraft.
Yeah.
Isn't it bush? Isn't it bushcraft? Yeah. I can assist it, or I can do it. I don't care. One of the two.
15.
Okay.
Which I made it.
Sigyn, you didn't go exactly that way before, but you estimate it probably you'd probably get to. There's a farm by the ferry. You estimate you'd probably get there by nightfall if you really kind of put some effort into it.
With a bear?
Yeah. With Corgan riding the bear. You think you can kind of guesstimate the best route to take. Now, who has the, as you're walking back, you have all the pieces of the statuette now. Who has them and are you
They're
talking
split
about
amongst
them?
The party.
So, Dane has one.
That's right.
And I have three. So maybe you have, I guess that's okay. We probably should have them together.
Quiverwing had one, but I imagine you picked it up from the bear stuff.
Yes.
Well,
everything transformed with him.
Oh.
So if he had a piece, we don't have the piece until he transforms back.
Okay.
So the piece
that's
is
actually
in
the best
the
way
bear.
To keep it safe.
It's in a magic shunted universe next to Sarah the bear. Next to the bear.
And who's going to come to the party with the bear in it?
Yeah, really.
We should put them all in the bear. Bend over.
Okay. It's not in the bear.
It is the bear.
It is a quasi-tethered place near the bear, near the wizard's existence, while he is a bear.
If anybody asks for it, I'm going to tell it's the bear. It's the bear's testicles.
Okay.
They can go after it. Yeah,
that's Dane. That's inaccurate. But
You know he can still cast in the bear form.
Yeah, he can.
But it looks like he would cast claws and possibly teeth.
Lightning claws.
Lightning claws.
Cast scratching claw.
So, Nathan?
Yeah.
What I recall from our journey up, I know there was a ferry at the Broken Bridge.
Yep.
The Tallstone Farm Commune, a bunch of redheaded people. They all had red hair. So they probably were all interrelated in some very unhealthy way. but they did, we could get a ferry maybe there across.
Yeah, there's a couple of farms there that have ferries, so that's one option there.
I'm very against swimming, people.
As FYI.
So you're making your way for a couple hours. So what's the kind of how are you traveling? Sigyn, are you traveling ahead a little bit?
Yes, I'm running point, maybe 20 meters. 20 to 50 meters ahead.
Baylor and Corinne, what are you talking about as you're making your way back to Outskirt?
I'm talking about I'm very wary about the fact of continuing this mission, considering I was incinerated at least once by a demon, and all the rest were by a dragon, and I'm not really sure I want to continue doing this. It's very hard to talk to you about craning my neck upward towards you while you're sitting on Quiverwing. Just saying.
Well, it's cool.
Maybe I should be up there.
Give me a hand. I'll pull you up. I don't think Quiverwing will mind too much unless, because being a big, strong bear.
Oh, look at Quiverwing. It's okay. I think that's a yes.
I'll pull him up and I said, you'll feel much better with a hot bath. We've gotten the things we've needed for this adventure.
Yes.
A little bit of a rest.
Right into the ground.
And I must go to my forge. I need my essence. This cleanliness is bothersome.
Did you say test?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Test.
In the dirt. So the bear stopped with you on its back and started just scratching into the ground.
I get off.
Some words.
Oh, he says, oh, what does it say?
I'm going to cast light on Brains' hammer because that only requires gesture.
Okay, I'll hop off.
It's like, whoa, what's going on? Why is my hammer glowing? Is there a demon nearby?
I think.
Then I write success.
That was quivering, testing a spell.
I think he's testing to see if he can actually cast spells.
Okay. Wow, a magical bear. That's really awesome. I hope he never changes back. This is awesome.
That is a terrible thing to say, and I hope he does.
I mount Brains.
Just as you say that, Corinne, this awful, careening, dreadful noise that's up above you, and you crane your neck and look through the clouds that hang over the misty veil, and you see this sight, and you really don't believe your eyes at first. There's a cow.
Not good.
Flying backwards.
Oh. Really not good.
Over the treetops.
And terrible thing.
It's making kind of these, careening backwards moos. But on its back, you see a horned creature who's pulling the poor animal's tail while screeching triumphantly.
Oh, this is very bizarre.
So, Dane, can you make a Myths and Legends for me?
I can attempt to do so, yes.
Do you want my help to mislead you?
Sure, if you'd like.
I would perish with crappy facts.
I'll take it out of boot. Yes, with a boon, I make it easily. 7 out of 16.
You recall from a book that there are stories of demons riding bewitched cattle to travel between worlds, and you see it basically flying over you to the northwest over the lake.
Is that heading? I tell which direction that's heading into? Like generally,
heading north northwest into the Magna Woods.
Okay, that, if I am not mistaken, could be a demon.
My suggestion is not go that direction.
There are historical accounts of demons riding cattle between worlds. I never thought I would see it, but. Is it traveling in the direction that we were heading?
You're heading from the north east, and it's going to the northwest. So it's kind of going, So if you go back to where you were, you're going northeast, and it's going northwest.
I wonder why it's going. Where it's going?
We could check.
Can I whip out the map and try to see, draw a line, see what might be in that direction?
You see there's on the map, there's a temple called the Temple of the Purple Flame that's in that general direction.
Oh, wait, I have notes about that. And Dane will go through his book now that he has that. And let's see. Purple Temple, Purple Flame. I understand it was bad.
Sounds bad.
Everything bad?
Yeah.
Purple really rain. Bad. Purple Let's see. Purple rain. Is that the place? No, that's not. Bethilda's load.
Purple flame. Purple flame.
Go on without me while I try to go through my notes and find out what this is.
Flipping your notes?
That makes absolutely no sense.
So you just sit here as we walk off. The person who's the most... we'll just wait.
Yeah, he's literally forgotten that you're there.
Yeah, I know he would. But the thing is, he'd forget where he went, where we're going.
So, Tyr, when Dane's like doing this, is what's the stance? Is he like sit down on the ground, cross leg? Does he pace in circles while he's looking stuff up?
He's got his notebook attached to a chain on his side. That's his travel journal, and he's got it open. It's weird because you notice this one is slightly different than the one that he's been carrying the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. And if anybody looks inside, the handwriting looks slightly different.
I'm nosy. Who would you steal this from? I mean, what's happening?
What do you mean?
It just looks different.
Oh, this is a copy.
What happened to your original?
Oh, it went with the Master Scholar. He required all my notes.
You gave him all your notes and you copied all your notes?
Yeah, I didn't sleep much.
Oh, well, that's impressive.
I mean, I could get a gold star.
You know, if you remember them as song, it wouldn't be so hard. That's a lie. It'll be terribly hard. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Okay, well, the good thing is your handwriting has definitely improved.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Wait, what were we talking about?
You were talking about a temple nearby from a purple haze or something.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You were looking it up? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm looking that up.
Climb back on top of, but never mind. That doesn't sound right.
So right now he's just folded legs sitting down in the middle of the road with his book open.
That's great. And you climb on top of a Quiver Bear?
If Quiver Ring has stopped moving.
So the Temple of the Purple Flame was one of the areas we thought would be a possible statuette location. It's located in the marshes. Karishmal is a possible name that I have associated with it. That's what I have written in my book. Do I recall anything else with a history, a myths and legends?
You could make another myths and legends.
Okay. I make it by one. Yes. Yeah, it's literally all I have. Where it's located in the marshes. It was a possible statuette location we thought about going to, and I believe somebody said that it's a bad place.
Yeah, that's where the cultists were.
It's in the Magna Woods, which is known as being a diseased forest.
And, pleasant.
And the rumor is that the Temple of the Purple Flame is the source of the disease that's twisting and corrupting the forest. Yeah, and there's rumors of it being a place where forbidden knowledge and demonic residue could be found.
You had Dane on forbidden knowledge. So, what do we do, my friends? We see this.
If he shares this information with us or not.
He does. He's reciting it aloud as he's reading it.
Oh, avoid.
At this point, I'm like 300 yards ahead.
Nope, and more nope. Did someone tell Siggy that?
Yeah, Siggy, you look back and they've like all stopped moving and didn't say anything to you.
Oh, Siggy, come back over here. We have something very lovely to talk to you about.
I wouldn't call it lovely.
You don't know? Do
what,
you get
voice, what is the bear is pointing at
you?
I think he's annoyed that I'm reading my book.
Yeah, I think he's making fun of you. I get that look a lot, so I recognize it.
Okay,
I don't know if he's necessarily wants to know more knowledge.
I do not think that's
very
it.
Insightful on these matters.
He keeps sliding off because he sits up. Do you realize this is about helping?
Listen,
Mike?
I unlike you, understand what Quivering's doing. Quivering's misunderstood right now, aren't you, Quivering? You just want to have clear direction. Am I right? See,
I just think it's great that he thinks he's people.
Oh my gosh,
it's so cute.
I think he's
the little scratches on the ground.
Do you realize when they're people, they melt other beings? Melt them.
You know, don't worry, Doc. Someday you too will be people.
Well, we have a conundrum, my friends. Please, please. Should we?
Not go that way. Got it.
Miserable Beast comes up behind a Dark and like headbutts him in the back and pushes him forward.
Sure.
And walks past you.
I think
the donkey thinks you're taking too much time.
This beast has said we should continue down the road.
Exactly. What do you mean? Which direction is he pushing Dark towards? You mean the beast that
occasionally attacks us?
He's right, going towards Miserable Beast is heading towards Sigyn.
Towards outskirts.
We'll continue on.
Miserable Beast.
I'll just climb back on and then begin tuning
my choir. This is amazing. We're listening to an ass. Let's go.
If you still believe you are truly living in a wonderful world of your own making.
How rich are we?
I mean, I don't know if you're following
Miserable
this ass.
Beast, aren't you an ass? I mean, a donkey, please. That's what you propose to be. I just yell jokingly.
That is
his. Surely he's done nothing unusual.
You get kind of the slight neck turn and maybe a kind of a side eye from basically directly in front of you.
Without the eye patch.
So, so there's no, there's basically the eye turns like almost completely around to give you like a side eye.
I just tip my hat.
You know, donkeys can see all around every other leg
to the miserable beast. I say, plus proceed, lead on, noble steed, please.
Oh dear.
So you're heading forward a few more hours. Tim, why don't you give me one more roll for your bareness?
I'm liking this. There it is, and it's a 4. Sorry, still a bear.
All right.
I think I need a 1, right? Is that what the rule said?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
And it's a pretty uneventful walk as you're going through the hills, and the there's a lot less trees, a lot fewer trees, but it's pretty overgrown, so it is kind of slow going. There's no actual road here.
Is there a stream where I can get myself some nice fish?
We're going to the river.
There are streams, but they're pretty small. You are heading towards the river.
Okay.
I'm going to be certain to get off him before he decides to go fishing.
Second, you crest over a hill and you see three farms near this broken remnants of a bridge that crossed over the Kuma River. You see that the farm with the redheads, you see them like tilling fields and working on cattle. And there you see also the farm that's a little bit closer to you is, it looks like there's a mallard family working there. You didn't see them so much last time, but it looks like they're establishing. Yeah, just establishing and clearing the fields to start growing some crops there.
You son of a bitch.
And there's another farm that's further off.
The first time we encounter a family of ducks, I'm a bear.
Well, let's avoid the farm with the redheads because they have no souls.
Hey.
Easily snatched up by demons. That's what I hear.
Yep. So the family of mallards, I guess we can approach them and see if they have a, I will dismount and try and catch up with Sig. Which means I'll take my leisurely time.
I'll sit there and wait patiently.
Because I don't have the longest legs. I can't be doing this.
I got little legs.
And I don't have the constitution of certain things, so I will just take my time.
Oh, please, you are far hardier than you realize.
Nope, no I'm not. I'm absolutely not. I belong in a metropolitan area.
And second, you know you're probably about half an hour, 45 minutes from sundown.
70 billion hectares.
We have plenty of time to go and inquire if they have lodgings for the night.
So catch up. Ah, God, that was long. It was like, not very long at all. So, that was a long walk. Let me get my breath. Okay. I think we're going to try the mallards.
pedigree. Let's see.
They're nearby, and I don't have to walk very far.
Oh, if you insist.
Let's just see if they have a boat. Hopefully they're not swimmers.
Well, I think we'd like to stay the night here before crossing the water.
Oh, that sounds like a better idea.
Yes.
Much better idea. Which I'm so surprised came from you, considering your, you know, your thing.
I'm happy to stay outside, of course, but I figured you would like the comforts of, absolutely, of a roof inside. And food.
Yeah, that whole entire civilization thing's really big with me. Oh, can you take Darg tonight?
Not again.
Well, I think it'd be more pleasant for everyone's sleep.
They'll probably have him in the stable with the donkey.
No, that's where we're putting Brain.
I do appreciate the phrasing.
I was about to say.
Oh, to help. So, we'll go talk to some mallets.
Take Darg.
Make sure you burp him.
So, this is not like the time loop again.
You don't have somebody to shove him off to when he's tipping it. So we'll go and approach the mallard family.
You see an older mallard couple, one with like a not quite as long a beard as Quiverwing, but got some scruff and more a lot more black and brown feathers, just overall darker complexion to him, and he's wearing a wide brim hat, and he stops kind of. He's got a workhorse kind of pulling a till, and it's like tilling a field. And he sees you guys are approaching. Are you approaching by yourself, or is Sigyn coming with you?
I'm coming with.
I think Sigyn will come with me that way. Yeah,
so
everyone else stay a bit distance back because I think it might be best, is what I will suggest.
And sees you approaching. He's whoa.
Greetings, neighbor.
Hello there. How are you? What can I do for you?
Are you Adam Sandler?
We're doing well, but traveling far from the north, and we are looking to hopefully find just a place to rest and maybe a ferry across the river in the morning.
You can
be compensated for any disposition that we may cause, of course.
He like takes off his hat and wipes his brow and like puts the hand holding the hat on his hip and like looks you got both up and down. He kind of looks over your shoulder, Corinne, to see the folks kind of hanging back in the distance as looks back at his house and his barn. It looks fairly newly constructed. Is those the folks there with you also?
Yes, Master Farmer, they are with us as well.
You can call me Kale. That's my name, Kale. And my Kale. My good wife there is Kitter.
Kitter.
And you, who might you be?
I'm Corinne Rhinesmith.
And
expecting him to actually recognize me, foolishly, of course, because that's her own
blank stare. And
the Saddlewood Rhinesmith.
Saddlewood. I think I heard of Saddlewood. I'd never been out that way.
What was his name again? Cole.
Kale.
And who might this tall one here with you be?
I'm Sigyn. Sigyn, what's happened right here?
Sigyn, I haven't seen many elves around here.
We try and maintain a low profile.
Well, you're doing a good job. He turns and looks back at his property again. I suppose I could. You must be wanting a warm meal, too. I expect being out on the road.
Oh, that would be delightful. So thank you so much. So thank you so much for offering.
Yeah, I suppose. We don't have a lot of room in the house, but we do have the barn there is pretty new, and the haystacks are pretty fresh.
Well, the barn should be fine for most of them.
would prefer.
It'd only be me in the house. The rest would be out in the barn. The bear will be out in the wood. And we can send the big one, I'll point a dog, in the woods as well. They don't need to be. They don't have much. They have no much love. They have no love for the indoors. They'll bring you comfort. And they'll keep the wolves away. Only foxes, they may come and bobbing your chickens.
He reaches out to shake your hand. He's like, I think we can work something out.
That sounds fantastic.
See him kind of like eyeing your fingernails. I'm sure we can find you a spot you can rest in inside. That's fine. If they're all right, sleep in the barn. That's great. How's about two copper apiece?
Hey, Nathan, is there anything they need fixed? It looks like they got like a place to work, like a small smithy or something. This is a farm.
No smithy. This is really kind of a new kind of homestead.
Is there anything I can repair for them? Like even with my, because I do have blacksmithing skill, I don't necessarily need, like, do they have anything that like a hoe that could be fixed up or whatever like that? Out of doing kindness, actually.
Out of kindness? That's crazy. Crazy talk.
You are a union professional.
Right. I'm not in a union.
Oh, that's a problem.
Not this character.
I mean, there's no forge, but he does have some, he's broken some farming tools like rakes and a spade and stuff like that. He's kind of
overworked. I look over, said, well, I walk over casually, picked it. Oh, these, they appear to be damaged. It's a simple fix. If you wouldn't mind for putting me up in your home, I will repair these items for you. And, I'm sure that is worth far more to you than a couple of copper for me.
Not in this economy.
believe me, sir, that would really save me a trip to the town. And
I will spend this evening repairing these things for your good family. You out here, you homesteaders, deserve all the help you can get. You know, I will not take advantage of your home, unlike some people. And I look sideways at Kieran,
Nathan, I can't find the exchange rate for coins.
I think it's like, is it like a 10...
I think so. I'll just give him a gold piece. That should cover just about everybody.
Oh, now you're trying to get over on me because I'm making you look bad.
No. Oh, there's so many arrows.
It's like half an arrow. Come on.
He's like, well.
Then no questions asked. Excellent.
Geez, he thinks we're gangsters.
What? We're not? What's happening?
If and you want in the morning, I've got a pole boat. I could take you all across the river.
That would be fantastic.
Well, be another gold, but
well, no. Awesome. Just I've got some work to finish up, but go ahead and Kitter, show them to the barn and get some blankets for them and some maybe some if you have any spare. Homemade down pillows. That would be, I'm sure they'd love
that. That would be lovely. Thank you.
That's such a weird
plucked from grandma.
So Nathan, on my crafting roll, I roll for later to save you. I roll 5 on my crafting. My crafting is a 6.
Isn't that weird? Like that's like me, you coming to my house and me offering you a nice lumpy pillow of skin shavings
or hair. It's more like hair.
Yeah, hair.
It's so much more comfortable.
I plucked these from my own child. Please,
I won't say anything. I'll just simply let it be because it is comfortable. But you know, whatever.
No. It's like dandruff to them. It's nothing. We're sleeping under dandruff. They don't use pillows. They laugh at us.
You just don't understand. In Mallard culture.
So, Nathan?
Yes.
I will talk to Kidder about arranging everybody's, you know, bedding in the barn, of course, of mine in the house.
No, I'm in the house, you fucker. Don't you dare.
You're dirty.
You will not do this to me. I've already arranged my bed.
I was the first person to mention the house.
I'm telling you right now, I will cut your strings on your lute. I'm telling you. I will cut your strings on your lute.
That is your funeral to do such things.
No,
I mean, I would not
you
take
will
your
not
money.
Take this kindness from me. I am the one that recommended rest for you. I was helping you on the road when you were about to give up. You shall not. Do not do this unkind thing to me.
Fine. 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 Oh, I don't mind. It's like arguing with the dwarfling that's currently covered with soot.
It's not dwarfling. It's a dwarf. A dwarfling's a child. I don't call you,
you can share the hay. You can cuddle up in case it gets cold.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'm good.
Wait, who's cuddling up and who's kissing?
So, well, I'll go talk
whoever
to Dark.
It is with,
Dark,
bear,
you'll be, you'll be staying out in the woods.
In the woods?
Well, yes, that's where you'd be safe.
Who's the little, who's the big right? spoon with oh. The little people?
Okay.
Great. Okay. Don't go by yourself.
There's no room in that great big building there? He points to the barn.
The barn? They have a lot of livestock.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I guess I'll, if it's full, I'll sleep in
there. Don't go by yourself. Wait till Siggy and Quiverwing go with you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Come, Dark. After the meal, we will find a nice place to set up camp.
Ooh, that sounds there's great. A meal.
I will look at Siggy and go, we've got brains. We'll try and keep on a short place to see what happens to that one.
Meanwhile, brains is already ahead. Like, well, this barn is huge. It's so nice in here. So airy.
There's no other animals in here at all.
They're out grazing in the far...
Come on, miserable beast.
So are they? Do they actually have chickens that they're raising?
No, I just made that up. I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I didn't.
They have goats.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Meh. Meh. Oh, look.
All right, so anything?
Well, they had chickens, but then miserable beast got here.
Wait, that's what I was kind of worried about. I was like, beast, no.
Baylor is sitting down and working on the farming equipment.
Very happily.
What are the a little bit after dark? A little bell rings on the front porch of the little farmhouse, and they set out some. They can bring a table outside and some chairs and a couple of stumps to sit on, and they serve some stew and some nice lamb vindaloo. Because that's what Mallard's like, is lamb vindaloo. My head came.
This is like an hour or two later?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. They have some spices. Songs, I guess?
So at this point, I guess... Dane is finished with his sword practice for the night, so he just goes and rinses himself off in the trough, and we'll put a shirt back on and head over for dinner.
Beautiful, yeah. There's they have a spot you can wash up in.
Okay.
What's Quiverwing doing?
I'm trying to get somebody to give me some lamb vindaloo.
I'll give you.
Oh, yes, of course. Definitely share. We'll give you some. Yes. I mean,
fuckers. You're lucky I don't burn all of you.
Dark
will sit crisscross applesauce next to the bear, and he'll have his bowl, and he'll be like sort of eating out of it.
And the bear,
it's very similar.
The bear is the more polite of the two.
Not a real bear.
I'm about to say the bear has better table manners.
This is a really weird question. I'm going to have to write this one down because I'm curious. Now, I know mallards love lamb vindaloo, and it's quite spicy. It's delicious. Humans love it as well. But I wonder what it's going to do to the digestive system of a bear.
It depends. Do bears shit in the woods?
It depends if he's a bear when it's all done.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I have a feeling that bear might shit everywhere.
It'd be a good research paper for your book.
On anyone. Yeah.
Now you know why I stand in front when I scout ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll go with... Long tails to do it, you know, the Ever Wounded Maid and the Raven King and Prince Ledion and the Bright Company. Those songs should be long enough and ballads to have them call company and happy. And they'll have lots of words and people.
You got anything where I can get a boon adventures. On my roll to become a duck again?
Nope.
Fucker. What good are you to me, Corinne? What good are you to me?
I wasn't actually doing the boon one. I'm not.
So any other activities before you hit the hay? Literally.
I'm going to try to do some research on that ring. See if we can study it, see if it shows up in anywhere in my texts.
The one ring.
I don't think sense magic requires a word. Let me see.
I'm going to scout around the perimeter of the farm looking for any unusual creatures, like that might be, you know, flying bovines.
Okay.
Cow demons.
Yeah, I guess just make a
spot hidden, myths and legends.
Hunting and fishing. So for bushcraft.
Singing,
beast lore. Do... Awareness.
Just keep saying them.
Acrobatics.
Staves.
Evade. Fishing.
Demon jump.
Let's do awareness.
Made it.
You are kind of poking around in kind of the tall grass where the part of the field that hasn't been tilled yet. And you see like the biggest grasshopper you've ever seen. It's probably longer than your middle finger. And it's like ginormous, and it makes it just like buzzing noise when you snatch it out of the air. And it's very angry, and it's like spitting up this little goo as you hold it and turn it over your hand.
You go, yeah, and you just throw it back in the into the grass.
Okay. And I guess make a Myths and Legends a roll, but yeah, it's really, unless you roll a dragon, you're not going to get anything from your book.
Well, that's discouraging.
For tier.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just a straight roll? No banes, no boons?
Yeah, no, but yeah, but you pretty much need a dragon to find anything.
Two.
I did cast sense magic on it, by the way.
Yeah, it does have a radiate magic.
It radiates slight necromancy.
Necromancy, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, it was worth a try.
Yeah. What's the skill?
There's lots of rings out there.
What's the skill?
That was Myths and Legends.
Can I roll it since I've been examining it?
It's not really an examination thing. He was looking through his books to doing research. So okay. You don't really have any books you can research from.
Okay. Well, never mind then.
Basically, it's not in the books. So it's, you know, not there to be found.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So the evening passes uneventfully, and I will give you one more roll. Tim, for your...
There it goes. Is that a three? It's a three.
Dawn, sun rises, birds are chirping, insects buzzing. I'm sure some of you may want to sleep in a bit, but you can hear the farmer and his wife already up at dawn. Working working.
Baylor will rise.
Yeah. So who gets up early and who sleeps in?
Baylor will get up. He wants to see how they're enjoying their fixed
got important bear shit to do. So I'm going to get up.
You got to do some bear stuff.
Up and he's like, my word, Balor, you have a way with hoes. This is fabulous. This is so much better now.
Thank you for setting that up, Sean.
Thank you. I thought ahead. So yes, well, you know, the hoes do like me, and I work them well. So yes, I'm glad. You can plow that hoe as much as you want, and it'll produce again and again for you.
So unlike you. Okay. Good morning, everyone.
What are you talking about?
It's so sturdy. This is such a sturdy hoe now. I thought it was a broke hoe, but this it's not a broke hoe anymore. It's
there's
a
nice, nothing like a
hoe.
Firm, rich hoe. It's very bountiful and provides for you again and again. Your farm will be plentiful and fertile from now on.
Yeah, just use a firm grip.
And scene. Okay, all right.
and we'll end on that bombshell. Okay.
Anybody else getting up?
I'm up as well.
Dane will be up transcribing his notes.
Now, I will just complain and get up and go back to bed.
Siggy, during the night, Dard kept was not a polite sleeper. He basically rolled all over the place and it ended up on top of you, not less than three times. So,
I would have positioned myself well away from him. Well, with the bear in between, probably.
After the second time, and then in the morning you wake up with a mouthful of bear fur.
The copper.
Oh God. See, I am completely justified in everything.
Like old Lady Gladys down at the old wash barrel.
So Dan will get Sigan. It's like, when we were in the tower and I lost my memory, before it came back, did you hear anything? Did you hear a woman's voice?
I did not.
Okay.
Do you still hear this woman's voice?
No, but it was the last thing I remember before my memory came back.
What did this voice say?
It wasn't very clear. It might be my imagination. I don't know. He looks troubled, and
you guys are awful loud in the morning. You know that. I mean, you talk still so loud.
You heard us in the house.
Well, I came out here to complain, but no. I mean, that would have been bad.
This guy's like
up
to see the manager of this bed and breakfast.
He was talking about
please.
Being good with hoes. I was done with that. Thought I'd come down to the barn, but you're talking out here. So I guess I'll just get up now.
It's good to see you're stretching those complaining muscles. You wouldn't want to pull one.
Don't watch me. He goes, watch it.
You don't want him to make a song about you.
You should write a song about this night that we had last night.
What? How do you get back inside? I mean, what?
I thought you guys were outside. Yeah.
Well, we are, but still. Yeah, right. I'm just asking in general. I'd be in the yard. But anyway, Dog, I hope you slept well. Oh, wait, you've got a little...
Oh, I did. Like a baby.
The clump of...
Yeah,
that
he
is
kept
not
crying
your...
and shitting himself all night.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Brains was very, very good. He only kicked a couple of times from what I heard people complaining. I don't know. I'm just making it. I'm in the house. I don't really care what happened to him. I just didn't carve any letters in his head this time, so he's fine. He'll figure it out someday.
He was likely marking the entire thing all night.
I know. I mean, nothing. But the thing is, it'll keep the foxes away.
It will.
So, Kelly approaches. This is a... Oh, there. I hope you all slept well. Looks like you're all up now. What times you thinkings
the ferry?
Making our way across
but
the
river. I think whatever's convenient for you that works with our schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I'm I'm fine now, and I guess...
Oh, now? Well, let me get ready to go, and we'll be there as...
We've got 20 minutes.
Wow, that's a time. All right.
And Tim, I guess we could start off the morning with a roll, too, just to be fair.
Oh, the bear times.
Four.
Roll the four.
All right. You are still a bear.
I will pee the perimeter.
Okay.
I will join in.
Also peeing the perimeter?
Yes.
Yeah. So
thanks for the help, buddy.
This is right up my alley. Brains is like, oh, we're doing this. We're all right.
Oh, yeah. He didn't even drink that much last night.
Experience. I thought doesn't matter. There's always
the
stuff in the reserves.
Friends of the gang.
Okay, as long as in the perimeter, we're fine. So I'll get changed, get all ready to go and travel.
And then check
the people that are present if they're ready to travel. That means Dane at least three times. Baylor once. Actually, it's simply like, Baylor, we're going to be leaving in 20 minutes. Make sure you're packed to go. Once again, you're on reminder two. I'm on reminder one for Dane.
Think to tell them that okay. I'm actually a mallard?
No.
No, because it seems kind of impossible.
You're,
I mean, I actually, you know what? I would. Oh. I would have told them that there was a mage that we know, very powerful mallard by the name of Quivering. He has resplendent feathers. He's somewhere in the area, and he may show up at some point in time.
Yeah.
And he will remember,
remember him.
Unless your character says something, I figured you want to keep it a secret.
I'm not going to say that bear is him, though. I am not going to say that because he needs to transform back. And then they don't have, these are farmers. They don't have any transformation powers.
Any chance I can get some Vindaloo for the road? Anybody?
Okay, I will ask for Vindaloo for the road.
I'll scratch it out of the ground.
It's not for me. It's for the bear.
To go.
Which is the messenger familiar of this mage, which is why we're taking such care of it.
I love that the bear thinks he can write. That's so cute.
It's amazing you think you can read. That is actually legible.
Dari has it. It looks like the bear is just making weird symbols on the ground.
Somebody might have a hard time keeping his sword in its scabbard.
Oh, dear.
And fetch.
So, yeah, and we'll just... fetch.
So Malcolm, make and a... fetch. As you're kind of like... run around and chastising people. Make an awareness roll for me.
I'm not chastising. I'm correcting their terrible behavior.
Oh, you are just a mean person. Sometimes. Oh, shoot.
All right, let me... you need me to make a... Okay.
Awareness.
I am aware.
What does that mean?
Success.
It's a success with a three, yeah.
All right.
Oh, so three. Very good.
You being a trained musician, you're used to... being aware of sound, and you hear this this hum tuneless hum coming from the north. It's almost like it's constant and it's getting louder, and it's almost turning into, there's like a little bit of a buzz.
We're kind of west of Outskirt, right?
Okay. I will bring it to the attention of Siggy.
Northeast.
And of Quivering, I guess. But, like, does anyone else hear that buzzing, that sort of humming noise? It seems like it's getting louder.
What noise?
Like rain or something?
There was a revolting giant cricket that I came across last night. Maybe there's more of them.
What?
What do you mean? What?
Giant cricket.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
As soon as you say that, Sig, as soon as you say there might be more of them, that hill that you crested over to make your way down to the farmhouse, something else crests over that. It is a giant swarm of insects.
Whoa, look at this.
Quivering, your services are needed.
I look back at the mallards. I go, you must take your family inside immediately.
And seal the bond.
So what I need you to do, and it's those locusts that you saw yesterday, Siggy, but thousands, hundreds of thousands of them.
Jeez.
Descending on the farmhouse and the field. And they're in just mere moments, they're all around you, and attached to you and to every surface, every piece of vegetation. Cool. I think what happens here is...
This plague of locusts was brought on by the orange-haired freaks in the next farm.
Probably.
What orange-haired freaks?
The redheads,
you,
let me
you
thought.
You bed to the next farm?
No. Oh, yes. We actually used that ferry on the way here. You remember the two guys and the young lady in the boat?
But they are, they're not harming you. They're just like whacking into you, and there's just this cloud of them, but they're just crawling all over you and inside your things and inside your clothes. So you all get to take one free condition of your choice.
Hold on a second. I cover Siggy.
Huh?
I cover Siggy with my body.
Siggy, do you like lay down on the ground on top of these locusts?
Dazed.
I see cover in Quivering's fur. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they're just everywhere. But yeah, so you all take one condition of your choice.
All right.
So
what I choose you, indifference.
Anger.
Ooh, I like indifference.
So anger for Quiverwing. Balor, which one are you taking?
It's a natural state for a Mallard.
I'll just take anger. Anger for these cursed creatures.
Siggy?
Yeah, angry would be good.
Okay. Dane?
I'm going to take disheartened.
Disheartened, okay. Corinne?
All is well. I am freaking angry. This is ridiculous. They're everywhere. They're in everything. And they don't even, they're probably not even appealing in any way as far as color. Are they? They don't like jeweled beetles landing on us. This is like literally just giant freaking grasshoppers that are just everywhere. Yeah. And giant for her is enormous for me. I'm thinking of like beer can size as far as this hobbit's concerned. This is the worst.
Do they do any actual damage?
No. Yes. Socially, look at this. Do we look good? No, we don't.
Is there a pile of hay anywhere around?
A source of flame, perhaps?
They're inside the barn, but you feel like if you open the barn door, you're going to just let all the locusts in.
Okay. Yeah, don't open the barn.
Is there anything that's flammable, combustible, wood?
Dark, which condition?
He's disheartened because he hates to see these poor farmers'
crops.
They're
losing crops their whole entire livelihood for these things.
Yeah. They haven't sown any crops yet. They're still tilling their fields.
Any piles of wood or a fire pit, anything that might burn at her?
It's his late summer, though. Maybe.
Yes. I mean, they probably have like a fire indoors, but again, once you open the... But yeah, so the farmers are kind of like really just like trying
to... The river's right here, right?
Yeah.
Yep, we're in...
Just
go run in the river.
Yeah, just run in the river.
And they run after you and basically they're like locusts like around the river, but they don't really go in the water. Some of them fall in accidentally and just from clumsily flying. And so there's some drowning locusts in the water. But
are they fish? I mean, there's plenty of food now. But
The fish are eating good tonight. But the locusts are just they've kind of landed and descended on this farm, and they're just covering everything now. And you're all in the water with the
I do have a question though. Kitter.
Yep.
Before I dive in this water, is it spreading to the other farms? Whom we can see, or is it just like listen to here? We can't really tell because there's just so many. Do we have any perception?
You're looking around and you're looking at the other farm, and it looks pretty localized. And then you see Miserable Beast.
Oh God!
Is he in the middle of this whole entire thing?
He is like covered head to toe with locusts. He looks like a donkey made of locusts, and he's like shambling.
I am
towards you guys.
So fucking angry. I will get out of the water. If he has reins or anything showing, I will grab the reins and go this way, beast. Get into the water.
Yeah, Darg will follow Corinne too. He doesn't like that. He's gonna go and start shooing the locusts off of Miserable Beast.
Just roll over in the water,
like,
don't
waving around the water and over. Like, you know, trying to brush them off as Corinne leads him towards the water.
If he can't, in case he can't see it, I'm assuming he might not be able to. Hey, so I'll grab his reins.
Yeah,
I'm gonna reach in my jacket and put my circlet on.
Okay.
I want to see if there's any reaction if they come near me once I put it on or not.
They don't seem to be acting any different.
Okay.
So, Nathan, can I make a beast lore just out of curiosity if there's something in it that triggers a read some story or heard something about something like this? Like giant?
Sure.
Giant?
Yeah.
It's only a 6, but why not give it a shot, right?
Because you can get another condition if you push it.
I rolled a dragon.
Well, that will be all things.
So...
Well,
it might help us get rid of them, you know?
There's really not a lot that you can do unless you just go around and spend 3 days stomping them. You figure they will
eat everything.
Eat everything, and then make their way.
There's nothing we can do. These creatures they're going to eat everything to the ground. Okay. Well, like just the plants, not the people, right?
Yeah, right. They'll just eat all the vegetation.
So all the vegetation will be gone. They won't hurt anything living.
Okay, never mind. Just get the donkey.
Like animals. Animals living, not plants. The plants
Bill, get the donkey into the goddamn river.
Nathan, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would a plague of locusts be considered a demonic residue, like what that diseased forest might be infected with?
From your studies that plagues of locusts are often related to demonic activity.
Yeah. Like this could be from that demon.
The one who murdered me into a crisp.
No, the one flying on the cow. It's coming from that direction.
But I thought the plan was to just not go in that direction.
I don't think we should go in that direction. I think we should go back to the town where it'd be safest with all the pieces that we have.
And Kali says, we could... The boat's right over there. We could get on the boat and make a way across now. I think we just need to wait them out
We could tell the family and let them know what's going on.
Well, Master Farmer, we'd be very happy if you can get us across the river.
I share my knowledge with the Master Farmer.
That's only after I get the beast in the water. And is he coming
off? There's nothing we can do.
When do they fall off of him when he gets in the water?
They cling until he's like fully submerged.
Oh, I don't mind if he goes under.
Yeah,
I mean he'll be fine.
I'm just saying, one cast of lightning bolt and these fields would be fertile as fuck.
True, but it's not as easy in that form, I think. So,
all right, fine. Power one lightning bolt into the thickest of them.
Is it just gesture only?
It is gesture only. Yes.
Oh my god.
Hold on, there you go.
I gotta roll it.
Alright.
It's rolled.
That's a dragon.
I'm gonna choose cost no willpower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you clear out like a 5 meter area of locusts. So there's just crispy locusts in a 5 meter kind of circle.
Cool.
Do you feel better after doing that?
I do.
Oh, did you roll a bane?
Why am I on a bane?
Because you took angry as your condition.
But it's an intelligence-based one.
Yeah, it's an intelligence-based skill, so angry doesn't matter for it.
Yeah, angry is intelligence.
Well, oh, it is. You're right. It is.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'll roll it a second time.
Believe me.
Hold on. Sorry. I still will make it, but it's not but I will actually take the willpower.
Okay. So why these conditions are important.
Mm-hmm.
Conditions are important.
So the farmer's is excellent swimmer, as all mallards are, swimming over to the pole boat and climbs on board and him and his wife get the poles out, and they're kind of moving the boat towards you guys.
Yeah, Dar will get on the boat.
Okay. Yep. And
I'm on a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye out until everybody else gets on, then I'll get on.
Yes, get on the boat.
I'll help Corinne kind of get Miserable Beast on the boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he uses his claw feet to get up there and then changes them back to hooves. I don't know.
The noise from the locusts is still pretty loud, but they are not they're flying around a little bit, but not, swirling around like a cloud anymore. They're mostly settled and going to Chowtown on the field. The nice thing is there's in some ways there'll be less to clean up when he gets back. Mm-hmm. So it's not, it's bad, but it's not all bad. And he takes you across the river. So you are about half a day to get back to Outskirt from here. He parks the pull boat and says he wishes you well. He says, we're just going to stay over here and collect ourselves and see if they you keep an eye out on them from over here and make our way back. So you know, don't need to worry about us. We'll be fine. But good luck in your travels, and hopefully this weirdness will pass.
I managed to look sad as I wave goodbye.
Is the weirdness a common occurrence?
Well, I mean, there was like blood rain, what, it was about a week ago. I mean, there's all kinds of, the weirdness seems to be going and going.
Well, I thank you for your hospitality.
Yes, thank you, and
may... And thank you for your generosity, Corinne.
I hope it will help you after this occurrence to rebuild.
Yeah. We'll put it to good use.
I will come back to check to see that you have.
Oh, good Lord, that's
yikes.
Does it feel like a threat?
Why are you threatening
me? To read it away,
they've lost everything.
Health inspector, Corinne.
I don't say anything more. I just turn.
Homeowners Association.
I have to, you know.
OSHA. A permit for that.
Yeah. OSHA.
Yeah, actually, it's DOSHA, Dragobane OSHA.
Yes.
Dosha.
Moshe, Misty Vale, OSHA.
There you go.
Moshe. Makes you think you have a right to be here. Sorry.
Yes. Once you're going like, you have to leave them something to work for. Can't just.
I think they have enough to work for. You're a bedside manner sucked on
they
that
could
one.
Exceed.
I'm sorry.
I am not a barber. My bedside manner doesn't matter.
You're a bard. You're supposed to make people happy.
Did they pay for me to make them happy? No,
we paid them,
exactly.
Yeah. You've so gone to I'm a here, darker they, place. You need a cheer up. You
darker
need to get,
place?
Oh, yes, you have.
There's locusts. Thank goodness we missed the blood rain.
No, we didn't. We had the blood rain last time. We
wouldn't say I missed it, Bob.
We didn't miss the blood rain. I just forgot. I can't remember. There was Bane with his mouth open running around in circles. That was right. Okay, yes. We didn't miss that. Shucks. Well, do we have our plan when we get into Outskirts?
How many stretch rests between here and Outskirts?
Maybe 6 hours?
You'll get one more when you get there. So you,
come on.
Oh!
Someone got a one.
Ooh, I'm a mallard!
Just in the middle of Baylor and Grin riding you.
No, bro,
get off my back, bitch.
That was unexpected.
Well,
thanks for the lift, by the way.
Thank you for making the journey a little bit easier. The ending sucked, but I won't put that in my review.
You're going to Yelp me as a transpo option?
Yes, there's actually a town crier named Yelp, and I just tell him, and he just shouts it around everywhere.
Nice.
He gives you a body Yelp.
Oh, the Yelp is very, very big. So, well, congratulations. Welcome back to non-baritude, I guess. We're going to have to break the news to Darg. I think we have to just tell him the bear ran off. Okay. I don't think he's going to realize that it's, yeah.
He's still just fascinated.
I'll go walk over. Darg?
Yes.
That's the bad news. The bear had to leave for a meeting. He won't be able to join us in town.
No, the bear left so suddenly?
Yes. You know, when there's a parliament of bears that needs to be met, they have to go. They can't be sitting around just, you know, walking
real
around.
Important bear shit to do.
Would you like to hold him back? I wouldn't.
Doing important bear things. Shitting in the woods, that kind of stuff.
I understand. One cannot escape their nature.
True.
What is one's nature? This is very philosophical now.
I look at Balor and go, Dog just said that. Dog.
Yeah, well, you know.
Here's a hint. His
possible.
Name is Dark.
and this would be my nature.
Dark.
That's right, Ballot.
Hey, Quiverwing!
Oh, yeah. I've been here the whole time. You just haven't noticed me.
Oh, were you invisible?
Yes.
You are a great sorcerer.
I am.
Did you know we met some other mallards?
I did. I've been hanging out with them the whole time.
Hmm.
I was one of them, actually, in disguise.
How embarrassing for me. Ooh.
Oh, boy. All right.
So it's probably about, let's say, around 3 o'clock-ish. So the sun is heading towards the western end of the sky. You see outskirt in the distance.
Mm.
And then, like, all of a sudden, kind of the regular nature sounds you're hearing, the birds chirping and the normal amount of insects making their love songs heard. So everything suddenly kind of goes quiet.
I immediately look up and start scanning the sky for any odd creatures, like large bats, for example.
Mm. So you start scanning the sky and you see entirely way too rapid. It looks like there's a solar eclipse starting to happen. And as the sun is blocked,
darkness
the entire misty veil is bathed in darkness, and there's this red ring from the sun in the sky and darkness everywhere.
So given the time of year and the...
I will look to Dane.
Nights in the... Over the past few nights, where has the moon been?
Why?
Does it seem appropriate?
Make a bushcraft roll.
Dane, why don't you know what's going on? You're supposed to know about eclipse eyes. Wait, did you forget?
Oh,
wait, what? I was drawing a picture of the bear. Yeah.
Okay, the bear's gone, but...
Yeah, no, but I had to record it before I forgot.
Well, even with the bane, I made it.
So. Oh, but I can... Wait, hold on. I can see if I can remember. Myths and Legends?
Yeah, it's all wrong. This is all wrong, all wrong, all wrong. Everyone make a will roll.
A will roll?
Save everyone?
Save versus fear. Yep.
Will roll.
Unless, of course, you have... Maybe. Oh, I don't.
It's, with the will of 17,
I fail.
Oh, no.
Yep, I succeeded. Ooh, Karen, too.
Am I at a bane still?
Not for Will.
You shouldn't be.
Okay.
You're just
I made it, either case.
So who failed?
Fail.
Darg.
All right, so I am going to make
Dane.
A...
Dane did?
Yeah.
Darg and Dane, yeah.
I thought you took...
No, I changed I changed it to Guardian. Yeah.
Oh,
D&D.
You're writing that right about in about 5 seconds.
It's like, you disintegrated. No.
For Dane, the first one.
Turn into a bear.
That was a horrible ending.
Scream. You scream in horror, which causes all player characters who have heard the sound to immediately suffer a fear attack as well. But you can't have two fear attacks in a roll, so you don't worry about that. Well, no, I guess this is a different fear attack. So, yeah, everybody make another fear roll. And Darg, you get 7. Paralyzed. You're petrified with terror and unable to move. You cannot perform any action or movement on your next turn. Make another will roll on each subsequent turn. To break the paralysis.
Would it help if I slapped him on the ankle? Because I'm not very tall. I mean, like, on the calf.
All right. Eventually you're able to get to calm Dane down and snap Darg out of it. But the feeling you get was just unholy... evil that's causing the world to shift and change around you, and it's happening with a greater frequency.
Are there any clear evidence of evil creatures running about in this, or is it just
look around? It's a feeling. It's a feeling you have.
So are we still angry too?
I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm doubling up here.
The fuck.
He's...
Oh, my God. I'm just pissed off and tired. We need to kill this, whatever it is. Where is it?
Balor. He knows. Sothmug knows that we must have recovered the parts.
What do we need to do with them? Where do we need to go with them?
I don't know. We're going to talk to that old shriveled old mage in the city and see if he knows anything. I forget.
We must hurry.
The sword of a room, and this he's like panting as he's saying this,
calm down, Dane.
He's like panting. This is calming him down. You can see it, like as he's repeating this. Forged by the Dragon Emperor 800 years ago, the Blade of Life wrought to bring balance. It's buried in a crypt. It can only be opened by the full statuette. There's a crypt hidden in an old temple in outskirt, according to the lore. It's sought by Sathbog.
We've seen the crypt.
Well, we've seen the temple.
The temple.
We haven't seen the crypt.
We have to go to that temple. Where the cricket guy and the horns went.
It's very likely that the worshippers of Sathbog are watching the temple.
Well, they were watching us last time.
You're going to have to assert yourself for a bunch of angry, tired people.
All right, people, listen. Quite simple. We keep it secret. We keep it safe. We hide the statue until we get to there. We speak to the old freaking wizard. We find out what we need to do to get in the crypt. We kill anybody who seems to be stopping us, who wants to actually bring this Sathmug back. And then we get the sword and do what with it then? That's the problem I have. We get to the sword and I don't know
what we're supposed to do. Kill some bitches!
Are we...
That's what swords are for!
I mean, we're not the Dragon Emperor. Are we supposed to kill Sathmug? I mean, obviously he's Sathmug the ever-living! Or is that Cap? Somebody else?
That's Mumra.
Oh, yes. Never mind. My bad. So I guess we could...
Her cousins.
The thing is, I want to know, what are we supposed to do with this sword if we do get it? And the thing is, obviously, we're supposed to keep it from those cultist people because they're creepy, weird, and very unhygienic.
That's true.
No offense. Dark.
And I would suspect that they're the ones behind all the blood rains and the unusual eclipse and the...
They locusts. Worship... There's some sort of high priest...
The high priest imprisoned on the Mirror Lake.
Yeah. Then I think Asheril it may be. Koth. I wasn't going to use his name in case it draws his attention, brings his wicked eyes upon me.
That's your internal monologue. His brain says no.
No. Well, she does say that out loud.
Corinne does
say it out loud for dramatic effect.
Yeah. The greater servant of Sathmog, the priest from 1,000 years ago, over two centuries old, immortal, imprisoned on an island in Mirror Lake.
See, I'm dying.
Guarded by sentinels of some sort.
These demon powers drawn together under Sathmog form, whatever his name is.
These lower creatures, they are not worthy of us. We must just dispatch them.
But look, the very fact is...
I need to take a nap first.
More than likely, the cultists will be watching us when we enter the town. We got to just be cool, nonchalant, and not mention that we have all the pieces.
I was never planning on that. Let's go.
I look right at you, Balor, and then move my finger towards brains and dark. Like, I know.
Oh, good point. Wait a minute. Isn't the Mallard family right behind us?
No.
Mallard family right behind us?
No, they went back to the farm after they dropped us off.
Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, I think this is a question for another day, gentlemen.
Question for another day? We're just literally here. Oh, you
I
mean
gentlemen. I think it's a question for another day.
I was like, he's terribly ringing.
We are near the end. It's a good spot.
Wrap things up here. You make your way back to outskirt. Captain Hardy is working the north gate, and he sees you coming and gives you a stern nod as he opens the gate and allows you to pass through inside. You make your way inside. You're kind of going through the town square area. You see the Three Stag Inn. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
I believe so.
Yeah. And there are people like milling around, but they've all seen the same things you've seen, and there's just a kind of an oppressive mood on the populace of outskirt. There's really not like a lot of banter. The smiths are still working in their forge, and there's people still buying and selling goods, but there's not a smile on
like living in Jersey City.
There.
So you need an uplifting song to make them feel all happy. I know you're all in the dumps. The demons are pressing.
Kieran, just stop. We need to get a room. I need to go to that forge.
Yeah, you make your way into the Three Stag Inn, and you're welcomed there by Vagenhild and Annabelle. Vagenhild's, but Annabelle seems actually pretty happy to see you all and comes up and gives Dane a hug and tussles his hair a little bit and is like, sit down, get some drinks. Looks like you've been on the road for a while, and tell me what you've been up to.
I will give her the look that says, I want to eat your heart out, you cunt.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for being a bully.
Have a good night.
I'll say that as a duck. Man. So I can pay in chickens?
That's what I'm hearing.
Eggs. I'm confused, yeah. Do you want it paid in chickens? Because before my... Would you accept goats? Because literally I have a sister-in-law.
And is it like goats. A couple of years ago when they all had to be choked chickens?
Oh, you fucking moron.
And wax dolphins.
God. I mean, it is on... Well, I mean, I heard that there's a high demand for parts of whales now.
But now spanked monkeys. All right.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool geek chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baelor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Mari Kari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCube, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.